Now that the primary season is over, all eyes turn toward November and, of course, the general election. Now, on a national level, that's where Republicans hope to increase the majority in the House as Democrats look for things like Obama coattails, for example. To prevent that, here to share the results of a recent Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind poll about how the New Jersey House races will play into all this is FDU political science professor Dan Cassino. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Chris. Great talking with you.
I'll give you the website where you can see the poll in its full details. It's publicmind.fdu.edu. And the title of the poll is Democrats Hold Edge in New Jersey House Races. And as a secondary level of questioning, Obama's support just as polarized as Bush. But let's take first things first with the races. And keep in mind, too, just for you listening, this was a poll done before the primary. So there aren't any specific district races and names. You just pretty much wanted to see what the preference was between Democrats and Republicans, right, Dan?
That's right. And what we found is that New Jersey voters have given 11-point advantage to the Democratic candidates in their districts. 43 to 32, they say that they'll support the Democrats over the Republicans. Now, 43 to 32 might seem like a pretty small margin for Democrats, given the Democratic advantage in registration in New Jersey. But this is actually better than New Jersey Democrats have done in the recent past. So in 2010, for instance, 46% of New Jersey voters said they support the Republican in their district, 2 points better than the Democrats were doing at that point. But even with that advantage, so in 2010, Republicans had an advantage in what we call the generic ballot question, Republicans were still able to pick up exactly one seat, and that's in the 3rd Congressional District, a district that's up for election again this year. So these overall state numbers don't tell us a whole lot about most districts. So if you're up in North Jersey, there's zero chance that Rodney Frelinghuysen, the 11th, is going to lose his seat, even though Democrats have an overall state advantage. This really boils down to two districts, the 1st and the 3rd, where there's even a chance of having a competitive race.
What struck me with that first question about if the election for Congress held today, would you vote Democrat or Republican? Well, a few things in the response. On the overall numbers, you had 18% who did not know, and you know, this sounds like a small number too, but when you think 5% said neither, that's worthy of at least a glance, isn't it?
Well, what we find with these sort of questions, people say, oh, I think I would support a third-party candidate or neither of the candidates. Those voters are actually the least likely to turn out at the polls later on in the election. In general, voters have to be motivated to go to the polls. You have to like the Democrat or like the Republican. And if you don't like either of these guys, people just tend to stay home. So I don't think we're going to see 5% support for third-party candidates in the congressional races. I think you're going to see 2 to 3% as you normally do in an election. But it does tell us, and this is important, that voters actually are perceiving that candidates are in general of lower quality. So right, we're in the middle of a cycle right now where both parties have kind of run out their benches. So qualified candidates for Congress are typically people who have served an elective office in the district they're trying to represent, mayors, state legislatures, things like that, have a lot of connections with the political organization in the area, have raised money, have some name recognition. The problem is the political system doesn't generate too many people like that. So if you've got a good year for Democrats 2008, right, all those guys who were on the bench who could run for office did. 2010, Republicans, the same thing. So as a result, in 2012 and 2014, all the top-quality candidates, they've already run. And so in some cases, we're getting second stringers.
Another thing, too, that caught my attention, and you'll see this, too, when you go to publicmind.fdu.edu, you can see the demographic and the political breakdowns and the Democratic, Independent, Republican breakdown of that question. 41% of independents gave a don't know yet.
And again, those are actually the voters who are least likely to vote in the election. Midterm elections have very low turnout. And independents, if they're not excited by the candidates, tend to stay home. I mean, politics is a lot like baseball. If you're not rooting for either team, you're probably not going to go to a game.
That's true. And we think back, too, to the 2009 race for governor here in New Jersey. You had, of course, Christie versus Corzine. You had the third-party candidate, Chris Daggett, who, at least in the polls at one point, peaked at around 20%, but he wound up getting, again, for an independent candidate, not too shabby of a number, but he wound up with, I think, 8% in the final vote.
Well, although we actually ran some experiments to find out what was going on with Daggett. So the experiment we ran was we asked half the voters, you know, between Christie, Corzine, and Daggett. The other half of voters we asked between Christie, Corzine, and another third-party candidate who we knew was getting about 0% in the polls.
Uh-huh.
We found that whatever third-party candidate we put in that slot was getting 12 to 15%. So Daggett's actual support was somewhere between 5 and 8%, which is what he wound up getting in the polls, the actual vote. So Daggett's support in that race was, like a lot of third-party candidates, just a sense of voters saying, we don't like either of these guys.
Talking with Dan Cascino, who was an FDU political science professor, about a recent, most recent public mind poll from Fairleigh Dickinson University. It is entitled, Democrats Hold Edge in New Jersey House Races. Obama's support just as polarized as Bush, which you can see at publicmind.fdu.edu. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You know, when you pose questions like this, Dan, too, how much do you look at the results and take into account the way the districts are mapped?
Well, exactly. The districts in New Jersey, the congressional districts, are actually created to minimize competition. There's not much competition. In fact, in New Jersey, we have a bipartisan redistricting group that actually draws districts. The tie-breaking vote in that between two Democrats and two Republicans is a Rutgers political science professor, and that professor was quoted before the election as saying he doesn't believe in having too much competition. So these districts really are designed to not create much competition. Part of that is you want to protect majority-minority districts. Democrats are very big on this. You want to make sure you don't want to dilute the votes of African-American voters in the urban core in Newark and Elizabeth and Camden. So we draw districts around those cities, and those districts are not going to be competitive. Democrats can win those districts every time. Since you put all the Democrats in one district, the Republicans wind up winning their own districts. And this is why New Jersey, which has a pretty good Democratic advantage in overall party registration, winds up with the congressional seats that are evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats.
Let's move on over to the White House. The question is, do you approve or disapprove of the way Barack Obama is handling his job as president? And the current responses had a 45 approve, 43 disapprove, 11 neither, 1% don't know. And again, when you look at the independent numbers, I think that's a telling story because you have a 42% disapproval, 37 approve, and I always wonder about neither. It's like, you know, can we get any more indifferent than 10% people, 20% of the people saying, well, I don't approve or disapprove. Well, what do you do?
Well, they don't know, and it's because they're not following politics at all. This poll, we're looking at registered voters. So these are people who actually have taken the time at some point in their lives to register to vote, and 20% of them still have no idea. You were lucky they know who Barack Obama is at this point. people have very, very little knowledge about politics, and it's tough for some of us to, you know, eat and breathe politics to understand this. But for most voters, politics is kind of a sideshow. They pay attention to it maybe every 4 years. And this actually can be really problematic for politicians. If you ask Eric Cantor what the problem is that his base, a lot of it just didn't come out. People don't pay attention during these elections. We saw this during the primary here in New Jersey just a couple weeks ago, where we had voter turnout in some districts in the single digits.
Yeah.
My wife and I went to vote at about 10 a.m. in our precinct. When we left that precinct at 10 a.m., we were exactly half of the turnout in our precinct. Turnout has been abominable, and that's largely because the candidates haven't been the highest quality. Also, they've been spending less money on get-out-the-vote efforts. And it makes sense. If you're a politician, you don't want to spend a lot of money on get-out-the-vote, because if you're an incumbent, the people who actually have come out to vote in the past, they're the ones who let you win. So you don't want more people coming out. Really, almost nobody has an incentive to try and get more voters and get more people engaged in the process. And that's too bad.
It's almost where if you're the incumbent, you're sort of like the championship boxer or MMA fighter. You don't have to beat your challenger. The challenger has to beat you.
Exactly. And that challenger has to fight an uphill battle to try and get more people out to the polls. And that's a difficult thing to do, especially when television ads have become far more expensive in New Jersey. New Jersey is already one of the most expensive places in the country to run a campaign, and it's just getting worse. Only option, if you want to target people locally, you have to do it over cable, and people are skipping over the commercials. Half the people in New Jersey have DVRs and skip over the commercials, so you're not going to be able to get them that way either. It's tough for candidates to actually make this happen. What I actually found more interesting about the Obama approval numbers is when we take a look at that polarization. So in the height of the Iraq War, 2006, when the real controversy of the Iraq War was going on, we saw that the New Jersey Senate candidate from the Republican Party, Tom Kaine Jr., lost about 5 points in the election because of his support for the Iraq War. At that point, we found that New Jersey partisans viewed Obama about the same way they viewed Bush. So Bush and Obama have about the same approval ratings among Democrats and Republicans as Bush did in 2006. And that's fascinating to me, because in 2006 we thought, boy, this country is falling apart. It's so polarized. Things have never been this bad. They'll never be this bad again. And now it's just starting to look like the status quo. So in 2006, Bush had the support of 36% of people in New Jersey. That's 73% of Republicans and 10% of Democrats. Right now, Obama has 74% of Democrats and 9% of Republicans. If anything, it's a little bit more polarized about Obama. Only difference is Obama has slightly higher support among independents. This sort of polarization is, I think, a bad thing for democracy, but it's the new normal.
Once again, the poll is entitled Democrats Hold Edge in New Jersey House Races. Obama's support just as polarized as Bush. You can see more details above and beyond what we talked about here. And along with all the other polling work of Fairleigh Dickinson University's Public Mind poll at publicmind.fdu.edu. And we've been joined this morning by FDU political science professor Dan Cassino. Dan, as always, thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure, Chris. Talk to you soon.